Hello, everyone, and welcome to our series of podcasts in GI Oncology from ESDO. I'm Ana Maria, your host for today. I am a digestive oncologist in the Brussels University Hospital. I am here today with Professor Francesco Sclafani, also from the Brussels University Hospital and expert in lower GI oncology. Hello, Francesco.
Hello, Ana Maria.
I'm very happy to be here with you today to discuss the role of immunotherapy in the neoadjuvant setting in colorectal cancer. But let's start where do we stand today with immunotherapy in colorectal cancer in general?
Yes, thanks so much, first of all, for the invitation. So immunotherapy right now is a standard treatment for patients with microsatellite unstable or mismatch repair deficient tumors in the metastatic setting. So we know that patients with this specific genetic alteration are quite, small population because they account only for 10-15% of the entire population of colorectal cancer patients. But in clinical practice, we now can use immune checkpoint inhibitors in the first line setting of patients with metastatic disease. We can use single agent therapy with pembrolizumab, which is approved. And now there are also recent data showing the efficacy of combination treatment with nivolumab plus ipilimumab. There are actually also some data from a randomized trial in the second line setting with avelumab, which is another immune checkpoint inhibitor. So immune checkpoint inhibitors are currently a standard treatment for metastatic patients as long as they have mismatch repair deficient tumors.
Okay, and what about the evidence for non-metastatic early stage colorectal cancer?
Well, in this setting, I would say that there is emerging evidence to suggest that immune checkpoint inhibitors could have an important role for these patients as well. Of course, here we're talking about a single-arm phase 2 studies. So at this stage, we do not have any data yet from randomized phase 3 trials. However, the data that we have from these small studies are very impressive. We now have data for both colon cancer and rectal cancer. We have data from single agent therapy from combination therapy, and all these trials quite consistently show that the rate of a complete response, so either pathological complete response or clinical complete response, is between 60 and 100%. So we believe that immune checkpoint inhibitors, they work better in the early stage setting than in the metastatic setting. I have to say that for rectal cancer, we know that neoadjuvant treatment is already a standard treatment for patients with locally advanced tumor. We generally use chemotherapy and radiation therapy. For colon cancer, of course, at this stage, neoadjuvant treatment is not yet a standard. So, of course, moving forward, we will need to see how to, let's say, include the use of immune checkpoint inhibitors in the neoadjuvant setting for these patients.
And do you think this will lead to organ sparing?
Well, I think this is a very interesting question because, as I said, the rate of a pathological but also clinical complete response is very high. So basically, 100%, as I said, of patients have a complete disappearance of the tumor after just a few weeks of treatment with immune checkpoint inhibitors. So this means that it is legitimate to ask ourselves the question whether we still need to do surgery on these patients or whether we could possibly wait and see what happened. So in rectal cancer, we actually have been doing watch and wait for quite a while now. It's basically, I would say, although we don't have any randomized data, but it's quite let's say, standard treatment or management, let's say, that we offer to our patients whenever we don't find any more tumor left after a new adjuvant treatment with chemoradiotherapy. So I would say in rectal cancer it's much easier to do watch and wait, because also we have established criteria for the definition of clinical complete response with the MRI, with the endoscopy. We have some sort of established guidelines or recommendation, let's say, for the follow-up and what to do in case of a regrowth of the tumor. When it comes to colon cancer, of course, it's still very appealing, the option of doing watch and wait. But of course, here the problem is, first of all, of course, we do not have any experience with watch and wait in colon cancer, because as I said before, neoadjuvant treatment is not a standard for colon cancer. So for the first time now, we face the question about what to do after a very effective neoadjuvant therapy, which has never been the case. And therefore we don't have any way to assess the response to treatment, and we do not have any data about the follow-up procedures to put in place to look after these patients and detect an early regrowth of the tumor. And the second thing is that the second question we have to ask ourselves is what patients actually think, because we know that for rectal cancer, sparing this patient from surgery means a lot, because of course we know very well the postoperative complications of rectal surgery, and we know very well the long-term functional sequelae of radiotherapy and surgery. Colon cancer, of course, is different. The surgery is easier. People generally have a lower risk of complications, and also the long-term consequences in terms of bowel function are lower. So, of course, I think we have to, first of all, get more data and then know more about how to best assess these patients to detect those who have a proper complete response and operate on those who have a residual tumor. And then also we need to balance pros and cons of non-operative management versus a classical approach of upfront surgery plus or minus adjuvant chemotherapy if needed.
However, this is very promising, and the question that arises is the future now. Are we ready to use immunotherapy as new adjuvant treatment?
Well, I this very difficult question to answer. I would answer by saying that, the title of this podcast is quite provocative. Is the future now? Well, I think maybe not yet. Because although the data are very encouraging, very impressive, I cannot say that immune checkpoint inhibitors should be yet the standard treatment for these patients. For rectal cancer, we are much closer than for colon cancer. And we have data from study done, an important study done at the Sloan Kettering Cancer Center in New York, which showed that we can use theoretically immunotherapy for these patients, and we have a very high rate of complete response, and we can offer all these patients a watch and wait strategy. Having said that, I have to say that we don't have any randomized data. Of course, moving forward, it would be very difficult, if not impossible, with all this great data to build randomized studies to demonstrate that immune checkpoint inhibitors are better than standard therapy. But just to be very practical, at least in Belgium, but also in other European countries, we do not have access to immune checkpoint inhibitors for early stage patients. So, of course, at this stage, it would be impossible to propose this option to patients unless within the context of clinical trials. When it comes to colon cancer, for what the reason that I described earlier on, I would say that we have to do much more to be in a position where we can use and propose on a routine basis new adjuvant immunotherapy to these patients. And of course, the option of watch and wait for colon cancer patients is even far away.
However, very interesting and very promising. So thank you very much, Francesco, for joining me today. And thank you all for listening to our very interesting podcast. And hopefully we will hear each other again for a new one. Have a nice day.
Thank you for listening to ASTO Podcast.